This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, the Tush Push lives. It survived. Remember yesterday we were going through the odds. The odds makers had said, nope, this thing is getting banned from the sport. In fact, we're so confident it's going to get banned, you need to put up $400 just to win $100. That's how confident we are this thing is going away, the tush push. The play that has made the play that's really helped the Philadelphia Eagles maybe more than any other team. We know that because the Philadelphia Eagles were stumping the hardest to keep it yesterday at the league meetings.
In a really, it sounds like a really annoying fashion.
Yeah.
And the Eagles themselves said that they flat out didn't know how the vote was going to turn out. They didn't feel like they walked into it with having all the votes in their pocket.
Right. And so I have no idea. I have no idea if the Eagles' plea to the rest of the league is what swung anybody. This I will say, for those who haven't seen the news story, apparently it got heated. Like, tempers flared at this thing. And Jeffrey Lurie is the owner of the Eagles. So they're having the league meetings in Minneapolis where they vote on several different important league issues and rules and whatnot. And yesterday morning was earmarked to vote on the tush push and the reseeding of the playoffs. So the tush push went first, and Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, gets up in front of everybody else and does a one-hour speech.
Yeah. I told you. I told you.
You did.
I told you what was going to happen.
You did. You called this. You absolutely called this a one-hour speech, which was followed by Jason Kelce getting up there and giving a speech of his own, which was characterized by at least one source as, quote, generic.
Yeah.
Which I think Jason Kelce.
There's a little bit of Kelce. It kind of feels like you put a suit on a monkey and it doesn't all of a sudden make the monkey comfortable wearing it. Kelce's more of a rah-rah type of guy.
Yeah.
Getting up to speak to a bunch of business people.
Yeah.
I feel like it might not be it's not his court.
His deal. Yeah, but back to Lurie. The Jeffrey Lurie thing, the owner of the Eagles getting up and making a one-hour speech. At one point, Jed York, who's the owner of the Niners, who at one point was a punchline in the league and now I guess probably has some respect because he made a couple good hires in Shanahan and John Lynch.
Yeah.
Jed York ended up calling out on it. Like, are we done here? Like, after an hour. I'm telling you right now, if I had gone in to that room as the most staunch supporter of the tush push,
yeah,
and Jeffrey Lurie gets up there and wastes an hour of my time telling me why my vote is the right one, I would switch my vote. I'm not even joking.
Yeah,
I would switch my vote based on that.
I was thinking the same thing. And this is a problem. Like, so many CEOs, not all of them, but so many of them, they're so confident and they're so cocky that they'll get up and do these speaking engagements without having any plan whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it's not like he got up there and gave a really tight presentation for an hour. That dude rambled on for an hour about whatever was popping into his brain.
On the tush push.
Yeah, the tush push.
Can you imagine as an assignment, our boss coming up to us like in our post-show meeting and say, hey, there's a meeting coming up for the whole company. The quarterly meeting is coming up. Sarah Fraser would like one of you guys to do an hour-long presentation on the tush push.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, oh my God. Like, I would
take a lot of work. It would take a lot of work to put together and actually an interesting good presentation.
Right, right, right. And your next contract depends on it. I'd be like, oh my God.
I didn't. Now, having said all this, at the end of it, seeing the way the vote went, that's where I felt like, there's no way in hell they should have been moving to ban it right now.
Yeah.
This is how I feel about it, because this is how you need to know the vote went. There were 10 teams that opposed the ban.
Yeah.
So the Eagles, obviously, and then 9 teams who were not Eagles teams.
Right.
The only NFC teams that voted against banning it were the Lions and the Saints.
Right.
And other than that, all the NFC teams that weren't the Eagles opposed it.
Yeah.
Whereas with the AFC, 7 teams voted against the ban.
Against the ban.
So clearly, and we're at a stage where Jerry Jones was somehow the most eloquent guy when it came to talking about self-scrutiny and whatnot. He said, am I really against the tush push, or do I just want Philadelphia to not have an edge? And I sit there and fight that, you know, like understanding that, man, we're voting to ban this completely legal 100 and safe play. Well, the Super Bowl champion is the best in the league at it. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that in good faith or good conscience. There's no way. Those NFC teams are just basically saying, well, here's something that the best team in the league is really good at, and we can't stop it.
Yeah.
So I'm conveniently going to want to ban it based on television viewing and experience.
And credit the Lions. They actually play the Eagles this coming season.
Yeah.
You know, the Saints don't. That's nice that the Saints voted. The Saints
and a very good chance they play him in the playoffs as well.
The Lions you're talking about. Yeah, for sure. So the Lions, they voted against the ban. This is what the list of teams. So it was 22-10 was the final count of the votes. They missed by 2 votes. You need to get 24 out of 32 teams approving a rules change. And so they only got 22 voting to ban the tush push. The 10 teams that voted against the ban, the 10 teams that supported, well, the Eagles and the 9 teams that supported them were the Baltimore Ravens, the Cleveland Browns, the Lions, as we mentioned, the Jags, the Dolphins, the Patriots, the Jets, the Saints, and the Tennessee Titans. Absent from that list, obviously, is the Houston Texans. So the Texans voted to ban the tush push, which is interesting because this was Nick Caserio on with you and I, Seth, back in early April. On April 3rd, this is back kind of in between free agency and the draft, when the tush push was a big topic. This is after the tush push vote initially had been tabled for May. So it's a big topic then, and this was Nick Caserio's view on it.
When you look at the play in and of itself, in the end, it's a version of a quarterback sneak. And D'Amico and I have both commented publicly, so this isn't anything like groundbreaking information here, but you shouldn't penalize a team for a good execution. And it's not like all of a sudden, like Hurts just dropped out of the sky and is playing quarterback. So the guy's been playing quarterback for 4 years. He's got over 4,000 snaps, 600 rushes. I don't know how many times they've run the sneak. So now, all of a sudden, like we have an issue with the play. But more than anything, what we should be doing is tip your hat to Stout and Nick for good execution. I mean, Jalen squats 6,000 pounds, so he's got good lower body strength. And when you actually look at the play, and I haven't done this, maybe we can have somebody out there in a Twitter sphere look at this, the number of times where the player, whether it's in proximity or close to the quarterback, is actually pushed to create, you know, additional yardage. I mean, it probably doesn't happen on every play, because by the time, you know, the quarterback takes a snap and he's moving forward, it's more about what's going on the offensive line. So, but is it we're going to penalize players in the NBA for the Euro step, like that, we're going to make that illegal, even though, like, so every situation, look, if you find something that works, okay, sometimes you just have to tip your hat to good execution. You know, I think you got to be careful about that. So, again, I've probably already said too much. I'll probably get fined for some of these comments. But
I don't know if you're going to get fined, but
it'll, you know, and honestly, so the Texans voted for banning the tush push.
Yeah.
Caserio sounded like if he were voting, he might have voted against banning it.
Yes.
Because this is the owners who vote.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me, because honestly, if you think about the teams that were less inclined to ban it for selfish reasons, the AFC teams, there still were 9 AFC teams that voted to ban it.
Yes.
The tipping point, really, it sounds like for a lot of the owners, was the NFC Championship game when they were down on the goal line and the Eagles ran the tush push 6 times in a row. Washington kept jumping off sides. The officials got up and said that if there was another penalty by Washington, we will award Philadelphia a touchdown. I mean, it was a fiasco, and it was a really hard watch. It was just, it was annoying as hell. There wasn't the drama that you might expect in a moment like that.
No.
If I told you, hey, they're gonna attempt six times right down at the 1-inch line to get in, you'd think, oh, there's a lot of drama there. No, it felt like a legal proceeding.
Yeah.
It felt like watching recent seasons of Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, okay, all right, you're drowning me in all this. Oh, I get another official's
That's
explanation
not a compliment.
Here. Great. Yeah.
Yellowstone sucked last year. Not a compliment.
So I think for the owners, where it comes to the viewability and everything else like that, I can see where completely separating it from football, they would just say, okay, this is a bad viewing experience. For the coaches and the GMs, if they were the ones voting, I think there'd be more guys like Nick that would feel like, I can't vote to ban this when the team that is kicking everybody else's asses with it is, like, I can't vote to ban it while they're so good at it, because it's completely legal. There's no chicanery to it. There's nothing dirty about it whatsoever. They're just really, really good at it.
Yeah.
And I like, right this moment, I couldn't vote against it.
I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is why I would be an absolutely terrible person to have in this. This is why I would be a bad NFL owner. Because I would be voting based on Jeffrey Lurie wasting an hour of my time with that speech.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce getting up there and clearly not entertaining me. He was generic. You know what else I would base it on, Seth? And I wonder if there's NFL teams that feel petty like this. If the 10 teams that voted to support the tush push, don't ban it. If afterwards they watch the Eagles act on social media, now I thought it was kind of funny, but you know, we're talking about NFL owners here. The Eagles social media team, it was really funny. But again, like, they're going right after the thing gets voted. By the way, it passes by 2 votes. The fact of the matter is, a vast majority of teams want this thing out of there. It's just you need a vast, vast majority to get it overturned. You need 24. Right now, more than two-thirds of the teams in the league want this thing out. The Eagles went into full troll mode after they won a vote 10-22, I'll call it. They put up a 26-minute YouTube of tush pushes. Kind of funny. They put up a graphic of Jalen Hurts, you know, under center, like this really dramatic, and it was against the Packers, I believe, which makes it even more ironic. The Packers are the ones who proposed this rules change, proposed the ban.
At the urging of other owners, because the Packers don't have an actual owner,
they were the fall guy.
For the Packers to do it.
Yeah, they were the fall guy in this. But the graphic was Jalen Hurts against the Packers, and the graphic says, push on. There were several more. There was another graphic with that meme of the dude standing in front of a gravestone with the thumbs up. And on the gravestone, they put the ban of the tush push. So there'd be part of me, I could see where there'd be part of a few NFL owners too, and all it needs to be is 2 of them if they ever vote on this thing again, to where they're like, all right, man, we supported you. You don't need to taunt the rest of the league like you won this thing in a landslide. If 2 of us change our mind, then your memes look really, really stupid. So I would be a bad person in that room. My pettiness My petty flag would be flying in that room. I'm telling you
right now. The Eagles might have had a more emphatic vote, and again, this would have worked way better with the coaches and GMs. But I think it would have been effective for the owners as well. Is if they just would have gone old school, like, oh, what are you chicken?
What are you yellow? Yeah.
Oh, you guys are afraid of a fight, are you? Now, some owners would, you know, chafe against that and vote to ban it specifically for it. But I think there'd be enough.
Yeah.
A few there in the middle, they would be like, ah, you know what? They're right. My daddy used to, you know, he taught me different than this.
Yep.
That's almost NFL billionaire.
I got to be a real man about this. I got to be a real man about this, Tush. But it would have been better than listening to Jeffrey Lurie pontificate for an hour.
For an hour.
Right now. Oh, my God.
Jason Kelce, though, I guess one of the big reasons they wanted him to speak was that there's this narrative out there or belief that one of the reasons Jason Kelce retired was because he was tired of the beating that he took in the Tush push. Partly fueled by Jason Kelce himself talking about how much it sucks to be the center on that play.
Yeah.
So he got up there and he said something along the lines of, "Hey, if I could come back and run it 60 times a game, I would."
Yeah.
Like trying to show how little, like, yeah, he's actually really cool with the play.
Yeah.
At the same time, I feel like the way I read the quote initially, it sounds like, boy, this is exactly what the owners would want it banned for.
Yeah.
That if you run it 60 times.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, that
Wait
sounds
a second.
Like it's. Yeah, the least watchable game of all time.
Yeah.
60 Tush pushes. But that's what that goal line felt like. Like you said, against the Commanders, it felt like they ran it 60 times because Washington couldn't stop jumping off sides the whole time.
Okay, the other interesting thing about this was that they changed the rule to allow you to push the ball carrier back in 2006, I think, in the
2004,
NFL.
2004.
2004. Yeah. And the Tush push didn't become a thing until 2021. Meanwhile, down in college, when they allowed you to push the ball carrier in 2012, that same year, Bill Snyder at Kansas State came up with his own version of the Tush push.
Yeah.
This is how backwards the NFL sometimes is in adapting. Bill Snyder did it in year one. It took the NFL a decade and a half for one team to figure out that they could do a Tush push.
Bill Snyder, man, survivor. You win at Kansas State, man. That's you do what you got to do. A lot of techs weighing in on this. The Texans voted the opposite of the Titans. That's all that is. That's pretty funny. The Titans did vote against the ban. Did the NFL change the kickoff back to a normal one? They did not. They did. The other big one yesterday was they were set to vote on the rule that the Lions had proposed where the seeding for the playoffs would be based on record, not based on the four teams winning their divisions, getting the top four seeds.
Yeah.
That never made it to the table. I guess they got the sense just in working the room that they didn't have enough votes, so they didn't bother. Unlike having to listen to a Jeffrey Lurie Tush push speech for an hour, they chose not to waste everybody's time and vote on that one. So good news for Texan fans, because it feels like when the Texans make the playoffs, it's typically as the AFC South champ as the four seed. For at least another year, the Texans, if indeed that's what happens again, they'll get a home game in the playoffs.
They for the listener who asked that, he might not know. Just they did tweak the kickoff, the new kickoff for the tradition for the normal kickoff, the new normal kickoff. They changed the touchback line to the 35-yard line, which means that there's more of an incentive for players to return. There weren't enough returns last year, so they're trying to increase.
Yeah. Let's see. Do y'all think Cal's vote for the ban was strictly politicking? Champ, slice text that in. You never know. There is a lot. I would imagine that relationships and supporting certain teams. The answer is we don't know. But my answer generically would be there is probably a lot of votes. There are probably a lot of votes on not just the Tush push, but anything, Seth, that's based on alliances and things like that. And supporting certain teams and certain other owners and whatnot. I could see that being the case. What did the Colts vote? Well, we just read all the teams that that banned it or that voted against the ban. The Colts weren't one of them.
People are driving, Sean.
Yeah, the Colts voted to ban the Tush push, which I guess leads into who placed that vote because we lost Jim Irsay yesterday.
Yeah.
That'll be in headlines. We'll talk about that. Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, passing away at age 65 yesterday. So. We get to all that in headlines. That's what took place at the owners' meeting yesterday. The moral of that story is one-hour speeches suck, all right? Keep it tight, especially on the Tush push. All right, Astros lose yesterday, but they lose a whole lot more than a game. NBA playoffs last night. Holy crap, what a game last night. and a lot to get to in the NFL. We got a ton of headlines to get to, and we'll do that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.